This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Police in Thailand have announced the arrest of four suspected members of the terrorist organization known as Jamaah Islamiyah. That's the same group accused of carrying out last October's bombings in Bali, Indonesia, which killed more than 200 people. Jamaah Islamiyah is reported to have close links to Al-Qaeda. Thai authorities say the four arrested men are part of a terrorist cell that planned to bomb embassies and resorts in Thailand. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Thai officials have long denied that militant Islamic groups like Jamaah Islamiyah and Al-Qaeda are active in the country, despite repeated warnings from Western countries and other Southeast Asian nations that Thailand could be the group's next target. Yesterday's arrests seem to confirm those warnings. Authorities in Singapore say the man they're holding divulged plans to attack at least five foreign embassies in Bangkok. The Reuters news agency quotes a Thai security official as saying several beach resorts in Thailand, including the popular tourist destination of Phuket, were also targets. Andrew Tan, who follows regional security issues at Singapore's Institute of Defense and Strategic Studies, isn't surprised by yesterday's arrests.
What this indicates is that the Jamaah Islamiyah does have a cell or cells in Thailand itself, and the existence of Al-Qaeda logistical cells had been hinted before. Al-Qaeda members seem to find Bangkok a useful transit point. Apart from that, we now know that Hambali, the chief terrorist suspect here in Southeast Asia, who is now on the run, actually coordinated a meeting in Thailand where the decision to attack soft targets such as the one in Bali was taken.
Hambali is the alleged operations chief for Jamaah Islamiyah and is also believed to be a key member of Al-Qaeda's operation in the region. Yesterday, Singapore's Ministry of Home Affairs said the man they're holding, Arifin bin Ali, is a senior member of the Singapore branch of Jamaah Islamiyah. That cell had planned a number of high-profile attacks against Western targets in Singapore, including the U.S., British, and Australian embassies, before the plot was uncovered in December 2001. Many arrests followed, but several JI members managed to escape. A statement from Singapore's Home Ministry says Arifin bin Ali was one of them and went into hiding in Thailand. Thai authorities apprehended him last month on a tip from Singapore and sent him back. Information he provided led to the arrest of the three Thai nationals, a religious teacher, his son, and a doctor, in a predominantly Muslim district in southern Thailand near the border with Malaysia. Again, regional security analyst Andrew Tan.
No one can now deny that terrorists exist and the Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists have found a haven in a place like Thailand. So I think the Thai authorities will now be under the international spotlight, and they will now need to increase their surveillance and pursue much more extensively the JI network within Thailand itself.
Thailand's reluctance to address the issue of terrorism in the past was due largely to fears of what effect it might have on the country's tourism industry and on foreign investment. In Indonesia, tourism slumped after the Bali bombings in October and has yet to recover. Many of those who canceled trips to Bali chose Thailand as a safer alternative. It's not clear what effect, if any, yesterday's announcement will have on the tourism industry in Thailand or on Jamaah Islamiyah's operations. But analysts say it's fairly clear the organization is expanding its theater of operations beyond Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, and the Philippines. Last month, Cambodia arrested two suspected JI members, also from Thailand, accusing them of plotting an attack somewhere in the region this month. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.